Chapter 2 Pygmalion. Galatia. The name Galatia originally means she who is milk white in Latin. The best known Galatia is certainly the ivory statue crafted by Pygmalion, which has influenced many writers and artists in the Western world. Apart from this popular myth, however, there is another love story between Galatia and Acis in Greek mythology. As the fairest and most beloved of the 50 Nereids, Galatia was in deep love with Acis, the son of Pan, and the river nymph Samythis. However, Acis had a fierce rival in love, the Sicilian Cyclops, Polyphemus, who also lost his heart to the girl. One day, upon seeing Acis and Galatia locked in an embrace, Polyphemus killed Acis with a boulder in a fit of jealous rage. To protect her lover from being hurt further, Galatia turned Acis into a river spirit as immortal as herself. The destructive passion of Polyphemus came to nothing. Polyphemus is the son of Poseidon and a men-eating giant, whose only eye was blinded by Odysseus, according to Homer's Odyssey. His name means abounding in songs and legends. In the myth about Perseus, there was a king named Polydectes, which means he who receives many. So the prefix poly, denoting much or many, is a productive element in the formation of English words, such as polygamy, polysemy, polytechnic, polyclinic, polyethnic, polyarchy, polygon, polylog, and so on. Pygmalion effect. Derived from the Greek myth of Pygmalion, the Pygmalion effect refers to such a phenomenon whereby higher expectations lead to an increase in performance. If you think something will happen, you may unconsciously make it happen through your actions or inactions. As a type of self-fulfilling prophecy, the Pygmalion effect not only has relevance to effective talent managing, but also is a very important concept in educational psychology. This is because your belief in your students or employees tends to boost their self-efficacy. Self-efficacy is a person's belief in his or her ability to perform the actions necessary for success.